AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The federal judge has blocked President Trump's plan offering incentives for federal workers to resign, but White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt is encouraging them to take it.
If they don't want to show up to the office, if they want to rip the American people off, then they're welcome to take this buyout.
Democratic attorneys general in 13 states are suing to stop Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency from accessing federal payment systems containing Americans' personal information.
The attorneys general say in a statement they're taking legal action in defense of the Constitution and people's right to privacy. Government officials and labor unions have been among those raising concerns about DOJ's involvement with the payment system for the federal government. They say it could lead to security risks or missed payments for programs such as Social Security and Medicare. I'm Mike Hempen.
Sources tell AP DOJ officials sought access to the Treasury Department payment system to stop money going to the U.S. Agency for International Development. The Treasury had assured lawmakers that DOJ had read-only access to the system. And amid the investigation of last week's mid-air collision at Reagan National Airport, Sakamagani reports President Trump has found a new target.
Right after the nation's deadliest aviation incident in 24 years, the president blamed diversity hiring programs. Today, he faults the nation's air traffic control computer system and vowed to replace it.
Brand new. Not pieced together, obsolete.
Saying the U.S. has spent billions trying to renovate an old, broken system instead of investing in a new one. He says a lot of mistakes happened when an American Airlines flight collided with an Army helicopter, killing all 67 people aboard the two aircraft. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Thunderstorms triggered flash flooding in West Virginia and a tornado in Kentucky today. Thunder ice, a mix of freezing rain accompanied by flashes of lightning, reported in Indiana, southern Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. This is AP News. Irv Gotti, the founder of Murder, Inc. Records, has died. Donna Warder has a look at his career.
Gotti, whose real name was Irving Lorenzo, founded Murder, Inc. with his brother in the late 1990s, and the label gained worldwide prominence with platinum-selling artists Ashanti and Ja Rule. But when the Murder, Inc. label came under investigation for allegedly laundering drug money, leading to criminal charges against Gotti, he dropped the word murder to just the Inc.
Hopefully everyone will focus on our talent and not on the word of murder. So when we come out with these great music and really nice, hot music that's just hot, people will forget about any negative energy and maybe start trying to give us some of the kudos and props.
Gotti eventually was acquitted of the charges. Irv Gotti dead at age 54. I'm Donna Warder.
No word on the cause of death. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.